You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you market the Xenomorphs to regular people?
So, Weyland-Yutani.
Yep. Yep.
Big company, cyberpunk future, but they're on the hard times.
Yes.
Let's say.
They're like, we've got all these xenomorphs and xenomorph eggs, but what to do with
how
them?
Are we gonna
wanted a weapon, and it kept eating our faces.
Yeah, now we got to offload them to the general public.
We can mark to the mom and pop store.
Yeah. So, maybe it's the militaries of the world or the space. They're like, we don't want them anymore.
Too dangerous.
They're fucking scary, dude.
Yeah.
So now they're like, hey, they've come to us.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, here's the xenomorphs.
Uh-huh.
From facehugger, egg, facehugger, little guy, whatever one's freaking called, to the full xenomorph.
Mm-hmm. Little guy.
Isn't there a guy in between?
Facehugger?
No, it goes egg.
Chestburster?
Facehugger, chestburster. Yeah, there's another one.
There was a little guy.
And then there's the queen, which we could market as well.
There's only one of them.
Yeah. So how are we going to sell them to the general public? I'm first of all thinking, hey, you got a boring son? You want to make him very exciting?
Okay.
Has your life lost its luster over time? And you want a little, you want to inject a little violence into your day-to-day?
So are you saying replace your son
with
a xenomorph?
No, I'm saying you get your son xenomorphed, because it's like a better version of your son.
What do you mean, get your son xenomorphed?
So you get the facehugger.
Yeah.
And it goes on your son.
Mm. So then your son gets stuck to a wall.
Yes. Then your son dies.
Then when it wakes
up. Well, you got to, this is bad marketing.
Okay.
Because the thing is, when
I'm trying to market to people who have sons they hate.
Well, because
it's a big market.
When you get the egg, whatever, and burst out, and the alien is because you can get, if it goes to a dog, it becomes a bit like dog alien.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If it goes to a gorilla, become a bit like a gorilla alien. But you could be like, it's your son, like a moth emerging. I mean, butterfly. Butterfly's better. Butterfly. Like a butterfly emerging from a beautiful cocoon. We can change your son. So metamorphosize into the ultimate killing machine.
So one thing that I need to, before we help Jackson, who's we're setting sail with this marketing campaign in a boat that he's already shot 15 holes in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What is the end goal?
For me?
No.
What is sell?
A, B, C, baby.
Always be
selling
xenomorphs. Yeah.
No. Okay. I understand your personal goal in this is to do what the topic said.
Yeah. Get cashed
up. Which is to sell a xenomorph and make money.
Yeah.
So step one thing. Step two Step three profit.
Sell me this xenomorph.
But
yeah,
what I'm really struggling to wrap my head around is what, and I look. I don't want to put you on blast.
Hey, that's okay.
But I am worried you haven't actually formed an idea. What are you selling to the public?
I'm selling to the
public.
Don't
give me how you're going to market it. Uh-huh. What are you selling? What is
I'm
the
selling
product?
You a better son. Imagine a world with a better son.
Okay, this. That's the marketing thing again.
No.
The better son is the product.
So the product
Do you want to know the real product?
No, I just want to know the product. A better son isn't a product.
He's selling evolution.
Yeah.
No, you keep bringing it back to the marketing pitch.
He's selling to evolve your son.
Yeah.
I agree with better son or whatever. Here's my money. What do I get?
You get a xenomorph version of your son.
Okay. Mm. That's what I was.
So your son, but it's like Sam said, the ultimate killing machine.
Yeah.
So your plan is people give you money.
Yes.
You take their son whom they hate.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I thought he was giving him a face hugger.
That was my idea too, because that's less overhead.
I don't know how to house a dead boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah.
So they're like, I'd like to improve my son. You're like,
I'll tell you my...
Here's a jar with a face hugger.
You could do it as a kind of do you have issues with your delinquent child?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Jackson Bailey Xenomorph Camp.
We're getting way too, again, very excited about the marketing campaign.
I also love that because when they're like, so if my son's no longer a delinquent, I'm like, I'm going to open the bus and the xenomorph rolls out. He's not a delinquent anymore. He's a monster.
Yeah, he may have been a delinquent and graffitied or whatever. Now he's going to to be more into domestic terrorism.
He might eat your dog.
So they give you money, you give them a face hugger and say, put this on your son.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, great.
I wasn't, because I was concerned that you didn't know what you were talking about.
No, I'm across the idea. I can tell you my demographic, I can tell you my product, and I can tell you my marketing scheme.
I want to believe you, but I did have to yell at both of you to get an answer about what the product you were
that
selling
is true.
Was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so face hugger goes on son. So how are you advertising this?
Well, it's, first of all, let me tell you the demographic. Because it's kind of too
I'm going to guess families.
Well, yeah, it's people who have a son they dislike.
Yeah.
Or that they're just bored of.
Yeah.
You know? So I reckon that's 2 out of 3 families.
Yeah. A lot of people got out, you know, you could love your son, but you could be like, I could have gotten a cooler one.
I honestly, truly believe, and you can hold me to this, that every single family at some point, if they have a kid whom they love, for at least 1 year, they're like, I'm sick of this kid.
Yeah, of course.
Kids can't stay good forever.
If only you'd played, if only you'd been like an Olympian, I'd be actually more proud of you.
Oh, I remember my dad being like, very wistfully, like, oh, this is not the son I imagined I would have. Nice way.
Well, is it nice that your dad vocalized that?
I remember him saying it in the car. He actually said it about me and my brother. He was like, man. And it was kind of unprompted, too. It was just like, these aren't the sons I thought I'd have. And my mom was like, what are you saying? They're right here. And fair enough, we're not.
Yeah. And then what did he say after that?
He said, no, I'm happy with them. not the sons
I
imagined.
What sons did he imagine?
Well, I think he imagined sons that he could kick a football around with, that he could...
It's that kind of thing where you're like, well, look, when I had kids, ideally it'd be like little versions of me.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, I wish that I had, like, I was going to be the dad that I wish I had, which was, you know, I wanted a bit more of a sporty dad, to, you know, sporty kids to go, you know,
play catch or whatever.
But instead I got these two knuckleheads.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to raise hoons.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Well, I think...
Very funny moment of clarity.
Yeah, he was just like, huh.
Having a Slurpee. What do you mean?
Yeah. I think
what age were you and your brother?
Oh, I would have been like maybe 21.
Okay. Because
I think my dad also wished we were a family band. That's like a real desire of his, is that we were a family band.
There has never been a good family band.
Yeah. Right.
At 21, are you emotionally mature to cop that? Because I think if that was being said at anywhere, like any teen
years. Remember that Jackson's brother was also in the car who was 3 years younger than you.
Yeah, 18 to 20. Yeah, I understand this. But I'm like, if you were any kind of like hitting puberty and got that from like a parent.
I think that would mess you up.
That would ruin you.
But what messed me up?
I disagree. I reckon kids going through puberty cop that from their parents all the time. Because
Not so explicitly said.
I think it's usually far more in like the heat of passion.
Oh, yeah.
Or like throws of rage.
Anger, yeah.
The thing like, that fucked
you
me up,
disappoint me.
No, not disappointed. Like the kid.
I wish you were different.
The kid's hormones going through the fucking roof and being like, I don't even love you, Mom. You wouldn't buy me a Zoid action figure.
Yeah, well, I don't love you.
No, they're not going to say that. I mean, they might. And whatever. Say whatever you want to your kid.
That's parenting advice from us to you.
The thing that fucked me up the most as a kid that my dad did was one day, I'm sure I've told you the story. Mm. One day after coming, it was like me and my brother finished primary school and we got in the car and my dad had shaved off all his hair and beard. And so he just had like an egghead. Yeah. And my mom was like, it's your uncle? And me and my brother were like, what the fuck is happening right now? And we burst into tears. And we're like so scared and confused.
Like
for like hours. We were like, what the fuck is going on?
Where's dad?
Where's dad? I don't know this man.
Shaving beard and hair, but whatever, great. But then to add on the extra layer, put a hat on the hat and it's your uncle.
Because it just, for a moment, reality just tore apart for us, and we were like, what's going on? And apparently they did it
because I hate smooth.
They thought it was going to be funny. That's why they did
it. Well, I mean,
they were like, we thought you'd get it. We were like, we were 8. What the fuck?
Well, it would have been 8 and 5.
Yeah, right. It was Ryder never forgave them because
my
dad did it again like 4 years later. He didn't say he was our uncle, but he shaved off all his hair. And I was just like, you look weird, but whatever. But Ryder, he just was walking down the hallway being like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you to dad and hid in his room for like the whole day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it is cool. I get it now.
Yeah.
Now it's funny.
Well, another awesome parenting thing that you copped that I think is worse than fake uncle. When, and you don't like seafood, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, and do you reckon it has anything to do with the fact that one day you were just served a sandwich that had an octopus in it.
Yeah, when my parents were like, Jackson, we've made you a re-, and I was really young, I would have been like six. They were like, we've made you a really special sandwich. And it was two
does
slices.
It have cheese in it?
I was like, this is awesome, because like sandwiches are already good. This one's special. And then, yeah, two slices of bread with a raw squid inside. And I remember just peeling it apart and like the horror of like, what's going on? And mom and dad were just pissing themselves laughing. And they were like, we thought you'd get it. I was five.
So would you recommend doing that to your kid? Or
I think not the squid thing, but I get the shaving your hair off thing. I get that. And then being in the car waiting for me and my brother to get in the car and being like, we should say you're their uncle. I think that's funny now.
And with tying all that together, does turning your son into a xenomorph fit onto this? Well, I guess the son can't have any ill will because they're dead.
Yes, that's true.
But you don't know that.
You think it's your son.
You got to mark. You got to lie.
Yeah.
No. Well, okay, here's where Jackson's problem starts again.
Yeah.
And whether do you both know what the product you're selling is?
Yes.
Because that makes me think that no.
I do know the product.
You're selling a face hugger. Yes.
Yeah.
Which means that you're selling the face hugger. Yes. You're not looking after the son.
No, the son is
being cared for by the parents who put face hugger on son.
Or the face hugger could go to the parents at this point. Whatever. We've got the dollar bills.
Give them the jar.
Yeah.
Then the kid very obviously dies.
No, because we have an animation. Sorry, I'm interjecting here.
That's
a lovely Mark animation. And like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon, it's metamorphosizing, so your son becomes a better
xenomorph.
So part
of the pitch being like your son's body is the cocoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd have to...
Because you can't hide the fact that there's
a dead body in there.
When their son or their child is screaming because they're dying.
Yeah.
You can be like, that's
a cuckoo. He's a cuckoo.
They're calling you up. Hey.
If they call me up, they get beep beep beep. This number is disconnected.
So
send an email or auto reply.
Auto replies. Yeah.
Sorry, this email is disconnected.
I think that horrible alien I bought from that guy. I don't know if that was a legitimate company.
I think he killed my son.
I'm gone.
Lucky I hated that kid.
I guess I can do it once.
Yeah, so that's not a great start.
Can I give you my secondary option then?
You can do it once to many people, like until
when word gets out.
Yeah, word will get
out. What's the gestation period?
It's pretty quick.
A couple
word days? Might get out later that day.
Also, like, I reckon word gets out before the kid dies.
Yeah, when I'm cashing the check at the bank,
it bounces.
Oh, this call them up. Right. Hey, this number's disconnected. Sons of bastards.
I call them up and the police say, "We've got you."
Hi, thank you for calling. We're the police.
Dial 000. Hello? Yeah, we're the police. I killed a kid? I mean,
my cash won't check is what I meant.
Yeah. I got short change, maybe. Fraud?
For what?
But on me.
Who gave you the check? A family. What for? Killing their son? I mean, hang on. My other idea was, famously, I can't swallow tablets. Right? I'm not capable of doing that. I probably could, but I'm bad at it. But a face hugger goes right down your throat. So if we...
Like a pill dispenser?
Yeah.
So remove the egg from a face hugger, put whatever pills I need to take.
Panadol?
Yeah, put a Panadol inside the face hugger, attach it to my face. It comes out. I got a Panadol inside my guts, I didn't have to swallow it.
That is awesome, and I reckon you sell more than one, which is the amount that at most you get with some.
What are we considering a success on the sales front?
Yeah, good point.
How many face huggers do I have to sell to the public before you're like, Jackson, business genius?
I'm done. This is usually like, you fucked up, but no, it's like, business genius.
Business genius. I killed it. 100?
Well, it depends, because usually a business would be, it needs to make money.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That is off the table for you because the cost to get into space and get them, billions.
Yes.
And you can't sell a pill dispenser for $2 billion.
Are we acquiring Weyland-Yutani when then maybe we can buy the company for a dollar and get their assets?
Well, I was imagining they came to us for pitches. So,
okay.
I mean, in that case.
So they've done the R&D.
Well, then I guess a success would be them agreeing to the plan.
Oh, okay.
I guess it needs to, okay, how about this? So the idea would be, as a success, we need to propose to them a strong business strategy that this, like, our idea can be sustainable for at least 5 years.
Okay, all right. That's
so a 5-year plan, the end of the 5-year
plan. Okay, that oh then, no. if we're well at marketing this and it's successful, that we can either then sell that on to a and like maybe either mass produce what we're doing or like another company can come in and buy us and help us out of this incredible debt we're in.
So, hearing that, what would you like success to be?
Yeah.
Knowing your two pitches now,
yeah,
and then finding out that you were thinking about success, what were you expecting the goal? Like, the
I was expecting you say you sell 10 face huggers, you've done it.
The thing is, like,
it's a hard sell.
If you sell one, so if, go for the first idea where we're like, you know, you're a delinquent
child,
fix your boring boy, make him cool and an alien.
Yeah.
All right. So that happens either like we take JD's idea where it's like you take the boy and we look after it for a little bit,
so
and then you're like,
they
here's,
don't know their
here's
son's
your
dead.
Boy.
Yes, yeah, that's probably smart.
The moment we're like, here's your boy, it's an alien, which will kill us all, or at least will kill them. And then, can they also lay eggs? Or is that only the queen's
job?
No,
they can lay eggs,
That's where the facehuggers come from, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Just, wait, no, maybe it is only queens that can lay eggs.
Just wondering, is it only the queen?
I actually think
lay
it is.
Eggs?
I think it probably varies from movie to movie as they added more lore. But I think queens can only queens can lay eggs.
Because, like, my issue there would be, like, are we having an exponential problem where, you know, you give, you know, one family one face hugger and oh, it just spirals from there.
There goes the neighborhood because everyone's alien monsters, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's only the alien queen.
Yeah, I think it is, which we've got
in the back
warehouse
we can figure out something to do with that. Maybe it's a group effort at the end.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I don't know how many you're going to sell
to dispense. Also,
could you do it two for military
two
families?
Two for one.
Okay.
I also wanted.
Okay. So reverse it. Hey, do you have boring parents?
Yeah. Your parents making you do homework? We'll do an ad that's
wait
cool
a second.
For teen.
Wait a second. How many? How much money does kids have?
Kids don't have any.
Yeah. Pocket money.
But if thinking of their parents, sign away 50% of your inheritance.
Now we're cooking.
I don't think you get the inheritance if it can be easily proved that you killed the family.
Damn it. I had the whole camp. Hey, kids. Yeah. Hey, teens.
Your parents don't let
parents
you smoke
suck.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, do you want to vape, but your parents keep poo-pooing that?
Fucking kill them.
Call
1-800. You gotta make it look like an accident with this chicken egg.
That's good, Dave. I'm just being very upfront and you're in the background trying to soften everything. Yeah. Kill your fucking parents, kids. Give me your money and kill your parents.
And by that, we simply mean a promise of future funds for this incredible rare egg that
whatever
may
he said.
Hatch. That by may kill, or may not latch onto your parents.
By kill, we mean reinvent in a cool
way. Because you'll turn your parents into cocoons.
No funeral, no mess.
Why no funeral?
Because you don't want anyone to know what happened. You've got to keep it under wraps.
Because the alien will
what's the funeral going to be like, dude?
Because the alien will either eat the corpse or spit on them with acid blood.
Yeah, everyone's gathered around, open casket, exploded mum, exploded dad.
Oh, thank you.
Why? Okay.
Yeah?
Why do you think, one, they don't get a... Like,
those funerals are expensive.
Advertising no funeral is funny because people can just choose not to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the parents aren't actually dead. That's why they've just metamorphosized into something cooler.
The parents will probably kill the kid, hey.
Yeah.
No mess.
You mean the parents or the xenomorphs?
Xenomorphs.
The xenomorphs.
Yes, the parent will metamorphosize that kid too.
And then you got a family of xenomorphs.
That's pretty good.
Have I done my job?
No, you sold two for one. So you're back at selling one, which is where you're at for
when
Weyland
Yutani are like,
too.
Hey, so we came to you because we needed to get rid of our excess xenomorphs. So I'm like,
I sold three.
You've made four new xenomorphs, Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can sell them again. So.
They're still good.
In a way, I'm turning a profit, in a way.
Anyway. In a way. Okay. Well, bad job. Okay,
Both bad. I thought the biggest hurdle was going to be getting you to describe what you were selling as the product, which, again, really seemed...
It was a struggle.
Yeah, but no, it turns out both ideas are terrible.
Okay.
I got a great idea.
Yep. Okay.
I think this is going that we could kind of keep going, not just for 5 years, but even further, right?
Okay, all right.
There are freaks out there.
That's true.
And there are freaks
undeniable.
That like to own freak pets.
Oh.
And they're okay. afraid to like the own, not just like, you know, hey, this is a beautiful kitten or like a dog or, you know, and then you start getting weird, like a parrot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then it gets even weird again, like a snake.
Snake
and
guys.
Then even, you know, even more and more weird again, like llamas, a tiger
yeah.
or a llama.
You can have llama farm.
Yeah, but imagine.
Usually a llama is there to protect like a flock because they kick shit.
That's awesome. Cool.
Okay, yeah. first of all, that's fine.
Yeah.
Having any type of these animals on a farm.
Yeah.
Parrots weird on a farm.
Tiger.
Snake farm, tiger farm makes a lot of sense.
What are
to
you
me.
Getting from the tiger farm? Milk.
Tiger milk.
Scared.
We produce fear yeah. here at this tiger farm.
If you shaved a I realize I'm probably anti-American. I thought about it.
Yeah, no. Well, I need to know the question.
Yeah,
like, if you shaved a tiger, like you would say a sheep,
yeah.
and you shaved a tiger, could you do anything with that fur? But then I'm like, well, we have dogs. We don't shave them.
Yeah.
So that's awesome that problem. That's how you solved your problem. You weren't like, well, I don't know. We've got wool or sheep.
Yeah.
No, we're not shaving dogs. Well, yeah. So why would we shave tigers? Because
we had abundance of dogs. If that was useful, we'd shave dogs and use dog hair for
you
something.
You probably could make a...
We've also got lots of lots of here. Cats and
yeah,
we don't
you shave,
shave cats.
A cat, yeah.
But could you because
oh,
like
so you said yeah fair enough
because like so we shave
yeah.
sheep
yeah
shear
yeah
sheep, uh-huh. because the it's like it comes off as like a, in one sort of piece
yeah,
right
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but if you
yeah,
shaved
yeah.
a tiger it wouldn't
yeah,
but if you shaved a poodle it probably would come off in one piece a poodle's is that wool inferior
we need to move on before
well, okay yeah fair enough anyway so
it's like it...
Yeah.
yeah, you could like, make a poodle coat.
Yeah, that's what poodle. I don't know. I'm just
wool coat.
Is
poodle lined coat?
I know we said we'd move on, but can I have one more question about poodles? Does a poodle have wool?
No.
okay.
That was why I tried to move on because I could feel that question bubbling.
What's the difference between hair and wool?
Well, that's what frightened me. Yeah,
they're different materials, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Because when you feel a poodle.
Kind of feels a bit like a sheep.
Yeah.
No, but like,
what do you mean it's different material? It's all
wool.
Keratin, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's wool is just
which is keratin.
I don't know.
Guy, being stupid.
Wool and fur are not the same thing.
No, I know. But does a poodle have wool?
No.
And why is it not the same? Wait, is it just like because you know straight hair versus curly?
Well, that's
hair,
what I was
right?
thinking. In a
well, that's what I was
going to
say.
You're is like, wool just curly hair?
No,
why not?
That can't be right. I don't know, shave, but that can't be right.
Well, surely, like, before the sheep became the sheep we know and love today that we can shear,
yeah.
surely there was just, like, straight-haired sheep, maybe?
I don't think so.
And then we just, like, you know, through
what, curled it over...
No, through years and years of evolution, we got, like, a fucked-up curly one, and then, like, you fucked that one.
No, I don't think there's straight-haired sheep.
Not anymore.
Or ever.
We need to get...
We don't know. Because there's cows with, like... The Highland Coo, they look like straight hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
All cows have straight hair.
Fuck off.
Yeah, cows are furry.
Yeah.
Yeah, furry, but don't have like...
They don't have wool. There's no woolly cows, but there is a woolly pig.
So yeah, but is that...
Shear a pig?
You could, I guess.
And then we have woolly mammoths. What does that mean?
They had straight hair and are gone. So, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so this... Exotic pet idea.
Yes.
So you're pitching we...
Okay, so
I like that two out of the three options pitched straight off the bat are put the xenomorphs in the home.
A family
Well,
home.
Yeah, we're selling to the common family. We're selling
the
common
public?
People.
Yeah,
well, and what do people love? Pets.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're not going to tell them about the chest bursters. We're not going to tell them about the xenomorphs. We're going to be like a new fish.
A new fish.
Oh, so you're selling face huggers again.
Okay.
We're selling face huggers. And then what we can also do is then sell the accessories, the accoutrement, the aquariums. Thick glass.
Okay.
What do you feed them? Don't!
Can you... Do they survive without food? A
facehugger?
I'm fairly
sure a facehugger's lifespan is incredibly short.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Good turnover.
Would you, if you had a facehugger in an aquarium, want it again?
If a pet lives for...
A cold fish.
Because they hatch from the egg.
Because in this alien
they
hatch from the egg.
And then the glass thing, and they're like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there in alien...
Yeah.
Joss Whedon one.
Mm-hmm.
Are they swimming, the facehuggers, or are the aliens swimming?
I don't think they probably can swim.
Yeah. But I just think a facehugger, for some reason, even though it has legs and looks like a spider, I think it would do well in the ocean.
I forgot it had legs.
Oh, so you're putting it in.
No, I'm not.
Don't put it in the ocean that we're going to see in the
movie. I don't want a dolphin fucking alien.
No, I'm saying when you sell this to the home, you're putting it not just like. Because when you said an aquarium originally,
Like a terrarium?
I was thinking like terrarium, but you mean literally an aquarium.
Okay.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought that would, like, because you could see it swimming.
I can imagine it sucking up against the glass like those, like remora fish or whatever. Yeah. What if, but you don't want someone to put in.
Well, I mean, it will just come out the top.
Well, so they are strong. You sell the aquarium with, like, you know, the face hugger. And then you make sure that it is, like.
So it's a one-use solid. Only thing. So the egg's already hatched.
You can sell the egg.
Well, if you sell the aquarium with the egg inside and then you have, like, a little hole on top and we sell, like, a stick that you poke the egg with to make the face hugger come out.
Yeah. Well, the face hugger goes through a little small gap, so it's going to go through that hole.
Okay. Also, like, is it aesthetically pleasing, the face hugger?
For some people.
I guess for snake guys. What about, can you, is there a way to, like, neuter it? Not if it's balls.
Remove the egg,
like, to make it like it's tube, so it's not dangerous.
You could, like your demon.
I don't want that job. We're like sitting around in the pitch meeting, and we've got a face hugger in the other room, and you're like, "Here's some shears, Jackson."
I guess.
No, thank you. I'm actually on lunch.
Yeah, I guess you probably could.
I could.
I don't. I mean, I
think not.
Yes.
Suck shit.
Here's how I think this will go.
You disappear into that room, and then 5 minutes later, a doucher alien comes out and eats me and Zap.
Fuck.
He's taking a while and screaming a lot.
Yeah. All right, that's the scream of victory.
Yeah, he's getting it.
No, because I think if you cut off its tube, it'll probably just die.
Are very fragile, the face huggers.
They're not, yeah.
What about, what about if you sell, like, the alien, but, like, as though it's a dog? Can you neuter the alien, not of its balls?
We're like, all right, this is maybe a little messed up.
Okay, I'm
and
listening.
I am sorry.
More messed up than killing a boy. How I started.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so we sell it's a circle of life package.
Okay.
For the exotic pet enthusiast.
Yeah.
And so you get an egg, and then we also get a smaller animal, like a tiny pig
or a
small lamb.
All right, okay.
And then it's like you can watch in the big terrarium.
Yeah.
It'll burst out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go onto the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll impregnate the ship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ship will be a cocoon. It'll cocoon the sheep. That's right. We're not killing the sheep. We're metamorphosizing the sheep. And then we get a woolly alien.
Okay.
In a terrarium. And then that. Leave it there to watch because you can't touch or play with it. You cannot clean the enclosure.
No.
You can't feed it. Don't let it out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of aliens flushed down toilets or attempted to be flushed down toilets.
No, because they're not going to die.
Yeah.
They'll just break through the glass. They're strong, remember?
Yeah, but thick glass.
It's got to be pretty thick glass.
It's thick. We're selling it that thick glass.
Yeah, hey, what do aliens spit?
Yeah, that's true.
Acid-proof glass.
Acid-proof thick glass.
Thick acid-proof glass. That's funny if I'm getting the aquarium and you're like, the glass is acid-proof. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Well, because in
is that something I should have on my other aquariums?
Some of the films, they have them behind glass, but then
often acid their way out.
That one alien kills the other alien to make the acid blood so they can get out of the aquarium.
What does the alien use? What's its weapons? What's its dangerous parts?
Well, here's the thing that also we haven't touched on. I think we're thinking of the aliens a bit like a predator.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the aliens as a species are more like termites.
Right, okay. Yeah,
so they're not like. They're not really thinking anything.
Yeah, they're against us. Well, I think they'd be a good exotic pet. It's just, what do they eat apart from, like, you know, human flesh?
I don't think they eat much else. I think they're meat eaters.
But
yeah.
How? Because they didn't have, like, they weren't made around us.
Well, they eat.
Well, they're a parasite.
They eat meat. They eat meat. Meat's universal.
Okay.
Every planet's got meat, baby.
Okay. What? Okay.
They also might not need to eat at all.
Perfect for my enclosed acid-proof terrarium.
I think they're still going to break out of your terrarium.
Yeah. They are clever.
They are smart. That's the and trick also, of them. Yeah.
What about a, instead of like selling to the mum and pop, we think a bit bigger
okay.
and make some kind of xenomorph park.
Park.
Okay.
Park implies open roof.
Not necessarily.
Where? What if you put them in like a pit?
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting close to my ideal.
All right. Okay. I like this xenomorph pit.
Yeah.
Dude, you nailed it.
You know what's famously a dangerous activity? Mining.
Okay.
You know what would help mining? Acid.
How do you control the aliens?
So you just dump the aliens in a big hole and you're like,
do you know what humans have a surplus of?
What?
Bullets. Put all the aliens in a pit, fire.
Yeah.
Then the pit gets bigger. You get closer to whatever you need.
I love to imagine that. Like you, the aliens are down there. You shoot one. There's like gold revealed, and you're like, "Well, I'm not going down there." But
it's nice. There's gold there. So you know, I think maybe the second one where they're exploring and like you know, like open cavernous areas, and mm-hmm. they're just like. They're just in a dark corner over there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, an egg we didn't know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what caves have? A lot of winding paths.
There's no people in this, so who cares?
How are you getting the ore?
Yeah, how are you getting down
we're
there?
We're not getting... Well,
what?
Maybe.
Okay, what did you then... What did you pitch? What's the product?
The product is...
It's a deep hole full of xenomorphs where the gold I want is. That's what you've pitched.
Acid isn't, unfortunately, selective, so what gold?
Pretty sure gold is... It stops acid, right?
Are you just trying to get as deep a hole as possible so you put a bunch of xenomorphs
maybe
down
I don't
there.
Understand mine.
You kill all the xenomorphs. Maybe you do that with guns. They're acid deep into the hole. You put more xenomorphs in. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you reach the Earth's core.
But does then like this? Wait, does the skin of a xenomorph does that also get melted with acid?
No, because they're full of acid.
Yeah, so I was going to say. So you're going to have a lot of xenomorph carcasses.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
then eventually, so in like World War Z,
yeah,
the mm-hmm. movie
uh-huh.
where a lot of zombies climb the dead zombies.
Yeah, and then get on the helicopter, as made famous in The Postal.
Yeah.
So also, you reckon xenomorphs...
So a lot of dead xenomorphs will then provide the ladder.
Hey, here's a question. Yes? Can a xenomorph impregnate a dead thing?
No.
Like, why not? Like, could you get a double xenomorph from your frightening strategy for mining?
I don't think...
I don't...
Because a xenomorph can't impregnate a xenomorph.
Why not?
Because it's full of acid.
Oh, no, that's true.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah, because how much meat is in a xenomorph?
Well, now there's an idea. Welcome to Jackson's Barbecue Grill.
Jackson's?
We advertise
Welcome to The Boys.
Sorry.
The Boys Barbecue Grill.
Jackson's Barbecue Grill, the exotic only grill mix. Idea that was heard through a door.
Yeah, exotic meat.
Yeah.
We
call it mystery meat.
Exotic Maybe we meat shouldn't. Isn't easy to sell.
Do you want to try?
Taste the ass.
Wait, we get two meats.
What do we?
Yeah. So what we do is we get an alien or a facehugger. Uh-huh. Then we get a cow.
Oh,
it goes into the cow, right?
Yeah.
Burst out. We capture that alien.
Okay.
We already have delicious fresh cow meat.
Uh-huh.
To then use, and now we butcher this alien.
What do you think alien meat
I don't know, because there's so much acid.
Does acid make a meat better or worse?
How much
acid is already in a cow?
Because, like, it's their veins, right? It's their blood that's acid, right?
Yeah, just they got acid blood.
Through their muscles.
Pumping through their muscles.
Yeah.
How do they move? Because it's like a hard carapace, right?
Yeah.
Is it like... like
the hydraulics like a spider?
Yeah. If you kill their
saliva
alien,
is also
they
acid.
Like...
Yeah. No, they just die and kind of ragdoll onto the ground. So, I don't know.
I think we could find a way to harvest these aliens.
Yeah.
Because then you could use the whole alien.
That's true.
Because that the tail with the like little
knife.
Oh,
it's got a little pincer?
Wow, we can make alien knives.
Yeah, you could
like
make
exotic
an alien
weapons.
Knife.
What about
That'd
if you got
fun.
The
and like and even not just weapons, but we could maybe make that as a delicious steak knife.
Yeah,
to cut up your
cut
alien
up the alien
exotic
meat with the alien. Yeah.
Same with the claws and the things like the head thing. If we could taxidermy that, I reckon that'd be pretty cool.
Something I keep thinking about is if you got the tongue of an alien, you know they got that little extra mouth,
yeah,
like an eel does or whatever.
Yeah. The guy that's in the alien,
the guy
head.
That's in their mouth. Could you get that
You say. What?
Eels got another little
an
mouth
eel
in
have
their
a
mouth.
Second mouth.
Yeah, eels got like an alien mouth going on.
Really?
Not all eels, but some eels. Moray, I think. Mm. You got no way of checking. I feel powerful right now.
Yeah. I don't know enough to know if you're right, but...
We don't...
Come back next week where we'll fact check that and yell at Jackson.
Anyway, if you get that alien's little guy mouth, could you use that like a kind of utensil?
Ooh, yeah.
To pick up your food.
So you could make like an exotic meal where for some reason I was like, you know when you say cook and eat a Bulbasaur and you would cut off the plant, roast it and serve it on itself, kind of utilizing the alien parts to kind of cook and serve it on itself.
I hate to go back to the Bulbasaur thing, but it is.
Yeah.
It is crazy that has just been like it's like something that I know for sure that you want to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something you think about often. Yeah. Well, maybe not think about often, but it's been on your mind for 10 years.
Yeah.
Cutting the bulb off a Bulbasaur.
It looks like it'd be delicious, dude.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Telling me you wouldn't roast that bad boy up?
Do you like Brussels sprouts, Jackson?
Oh, yeah. I've never had them.
They improved them.
They improved Brussels sprouts.
So, like back in,
I like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, no, that's
why. They might have wrecked them.
No. This is why you like them.
When did they improve them?
I want to say maybe like the 90s, something like that. Or maybe I don't know the date exactly. Brussels sprouts had this whole thing where everyone hated it. Tasted like mini cabbages, makes you fart. Everyone was like, disgusting. We don't like them.
But they're good for you.
Yeah, 100%. And then they're like, everyone fucking hates these little sprouts.
They were the like default bad vegetable.
The ones everyone made fun of. So they just went to fucking town and they engineered it so it tastes good. And those are the sprouts we eat today.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I don't think you'll like Brussels sprouts, and therefore you wouldn't like this Bulbasaur idea. Because you like
kale. I do like kale.
You love Brussels sprouts.
I love kale, dude.
Do you like cabbage?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, yeah, he'll probably like Brussels sprouts.
And I'll eat a Charmander, too. Mm. And a Mr. Mime.
Oh, yeah.
Charmander
and
is a
jinx, dude. Charmander. Give me any Pokemon, I'll eat them.
Don't name me one Pokemon and I'll tell you
Magnemite?
Why I would eat them.
Yeah.
That's just metal. That's a metal
ore. Not the eye.
There's parts of it that are edible.
You can pick up a little Magnemite, suck the eye out.
There's meat in there.
That's ghoulish. Or is it goulash?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or a little Magnemite goulash.
Mm. Yeah. A lot of Magnemite eyes make a stew. I don't know.
Then you could use the metal to make forks. Basically, you're using the whole Pokemon.
Because that's your idea with the alien, too. Yeah. Is that appealing? If somebody was
to
like,
some freaks.
Here's a cow,
well,
and here's a cow bone you can use to eat the steak. Would you like that? Or like, we've got like a stick.
When you order seafood.
Right.
Or like some kind of like, I want a seafood spaghetti.
I wouldn't usually know this because of my aforementioned squid sandwich.
So they usually like, okay, here's, you know, the spaghetti. And they have like, here's some prawns and like a lobster tail if you, you know, be very fancy.
Yeah.
And it's always in the shell.
Okay.
And same with the prawns. And it's so fucking annoying because it costs more money and now I got to do more fucking work.
Yeah, you're doing
of
work.
Cracking it open and getting scooping. And I'm bad. Ever eaten, like, ordered a crab, which I know, again, you don't like seafood, but it feels like you'd be up your alley.
I love the whole animals there. I think that
I
is
love
awesome.
The idea, you know, I think you grabbing like a crab claw and cracking it and just sucking that out.
It just feels like something. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's actually fucked up you don't like seafood because the way that you consume most seafoods are all ways that you would love to eat.
Yeah.
Like an oyster slurping it out of a shell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. And just swallowing it down. Mm. But
why don't you like oysters? They're also just.
You got traumatized as a young boy.
My parents gave me a squid sandwich.
I know, I understand that. But oysters aren't squid, and oysters are like the way you drink things and taste like things that I've heard you say you like.
I don't like the texture. That's what turns me off oysters. And crab, too. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I wish, dude. I wish I liked
the texture
seafood.
Of crab.
Tastes crab? Crab's got texture.
Do you like the texture of fish?
It's all right.
Depends how it's cooked as well.
Yeah. Not all fish, but some fish. Yeah. Well, what else
anyway, it's like, it's very annoying, and I don't understand why they do it. So I don't know. It depends how they're serving, like, say, I don't know,
maybe they get the aliens.
Beef chili and a cow skull.
That'd
be good.
A cow skull's not really a good bowl.
I think you kind of got to fill it up a little.
If something's filled, like, if I get a beef meal in a cow skull, I'm immediately, my brain's associating the fact with the beef in this is head.
Head meat. Yeah.
Nobody likes not that. Good.
Well, it's like Flintstone style, like a giant rack of ribs.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Tip the car over.
Yeah, that's kind of like.
Fred, you're not going to eat all that. What a waste.
You're a fucking, just one guy, Fred. You're not even that tall.
He didn't even get any plates, dude.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like eating a bit of cow with the cow.
Yeah, it's not super appealing. No. Are we not thinking about this correctly, maybe? Like what are the elements of a xenomorph? Mm. Like that individually we could maybe on-sell to
the xenomorphs are basically a termite that the one purpose is just to destroy planets, basically. Yes.
What does Joe Blow want about that?
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
Because we can't even be like, demolition. It's basically like, how would you sell termites?
Demolition's pretty close to put them in a hole and shoot them.
Yeah, but it needs to be organic.
What?
Because you can't even be like, hey, do you have a guy you hate?
Hitman services. Can't arrest a xenomorph.
Can't arrest a xenomorph. But then it's like, not only does it get the person that you want dead, it also then gets everyone else.
Yeah, that's a trick.
Well, if you really hate one guy, maybe that's still appealing.
What about like,
I walked out of city, but that one guy copped it.
You really got to sell it to the military.
There's too many kangaroos in Australia.
Uh-huh.
They need culling. Is there something there?
Once again, the problem here is like, sure, we might get, one or two kangaroos, but then the moment it's like the outback, it's like, it's too big.
Yeah.
There's other animals there. It's people.
That's true. We don't want to lose a xenomorph if we drop
a xenomorph in somewhere in outback Australia. Within 20 minutes, we've lost it.
What about?
It would dig a hole or go into a wombat hole or hide in a kangaroo
pouch. Wombat
hole's
too tiny. That's just his little legs getting out the back. That's funny.
So what about?
Oh, that's all right then. As long as it's funny. Yeah.
There's certain islands around that have like problems. This is where we get the Judas goat.
Sure, yeah.
It's like this island over here has got a lot of problems, got a lot of goats, so we get the one goat to be like, you go find your other goats, there it is, we shoot the goats, and you go find the next herd.
Mm.
So rather than that, God, bullets are expensive.
Yeah.
What if we got a helicopter? No, thank you. Yeah. We just drop a xenomorph.
Okay.
And we get the goats.
Judas xenomorph.
Or the goat xenomorphs.
Yeah. And then
the problem
we
is
have
it's
an
like,
island of goat xenomorphs.
It's like a fucked up version of the cane toad problem every
also,
time.
Also, xenomorphs, then, I think, can swim.
I was saying that just before.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then, we get the xenomorph as the it's like a cane toad. We put the xenomorph in, get rid of the goats.
Yeah.
Then we get a predator.
Oh, okay. We do a full cane toad.
And then it's like you go in and have some hunting grounds of xenomorphs.
The problem is with that is that typically those islands, it's like there was a natural ecosystem that was destroyed by the goats or the snakes or the cats. And so we put the xenomorphs in, xenomorphs ruin it even more, then we send the predators in.
Yeah.
And then we just left with like a desolate island with nothing on it, which you could build a house on or whatever, I guess. What about, so the xenomorph maybe is hard to market.
Yeah.
Let's talk eggs. Let's talk eggs, baby.
Can you scramble a xenomorph egg?
A chest burster.
Is in it?
Yeah.
I mean, are all... Because, again, you can't really scramble, say, like a fertilized chicken egg.
No.
So are all xenomorph eggs containing a facehugger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What if you... this is cooking it again.
Can you use it as... make a like 101 Dalmatians. Make a festive cocktail.
Well, I keep thinking, we had the great wool debate earlier.
It's famous.
It is famous.
Check the comments.
If we made...
They're all saying, what's wrong with these boys?
But what is the difference? Anyway.
I don't know. But if we made a xenomorph eat a sheep, then we get a xenomorph that would have wool.
Watch this xenomorph, he's going to eat that sheep.
Whoa, that's not what I thought that mouth do.
Could we then, shear the xenomorph for wool? Why is that better? I guess it's
it'd
not.
It'd be tarry for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's very hard to market a xenomorph to the general public. It's a cool thing to see.
That's where the park comes in.
Yeah.
What if we, and this is probably a last roll of the dice for me, I'm sweating in the boardroom trying to think of things. What if we drop them really deep in the ocean and put sensors on them and see what happens?
I like that because, we don't really know what's at that depth. We put it down there and then just some horrible sea creature drops out with xenomorph head. Well, now we know.
It's not really marketing it for the general public. But I got an idea. You mentioned the queen at the start.
I did, yeah.
How's this, right? So, an egg factory. We get her laying eggs directly into a pot of boiling water.
Okay.
So we basically having hard-boiled egg/facehugger. A delicacy, we say.
Okay.
And then we sell it.
A delicacy, we lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be. I don't know.
So I don't know.
Lobsters used to be like peasant prison food, and then everyone was like, maybe it's good.
What are you imagining when you think of the Queen Xenomorph? Because remember the finale of Aliens?
Yeah.
Is Ripley fighting the Queen? Because she, the
that's
Queen,
that
is,
Queen smile. Yeah.
The Queen's not like a Queen ant or whatever that just sits there, lays eggs, and does nothing.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. This
is a call out for Queen ants.
Yeah.
Get off your ass.
Yeah.
But maybe like a couple less worker ants and a couple more just do a bit of things around the fucking hole. You know? Yeah. I call it the ant hole.
That is an ant hole, I guess.
Yeah.
The hill's just a tip
of
the hole.
Yeah, it makes
sense. If anything, ant hill is misleading. Ant hole makes more sense. It's actually an ant tube.
How
in
often
many ways.
Do you actually see an ant hill? Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Depends where I'm going. This country, a lot.
Yeah, pretty often.
If I'm looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like how like we'll define the hill is just where they're coming out.
Well,
like
you know, like
a
mound, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I think people do call them ant mounds as well.
Yeah.
But no one calls it an ant hole, which they should. Or ant tube.
Yeah.
Ant colony obviously gets thrown around because it is one.
Ant farm. Often
alien.
Alien ant farm. Okay. Yeah. Hey, now what? Hold on. Did we just maybe chance upon the greatest invention of all?
Alien ant farm.
I wish I could remember how their song Movies went. Because that would be a real Venn diagram all coming together. Pop culture,
hit
podcast, movies.
Yeah.
Smooth criminal.
Well, like, could you... With the Queen. So the Queen lays eggs.
Yes.
Is intelligent.
Yes.
Huge.
Can we...
Violent.
Yeah.
The bottom is the Queen.
How?
You can.
Big stick.
Big stick.
Big stick. Where's
its
from
brain,
far away.
Dude,
I assume their head, but I don't know.
Oh, no.
How does that brain work
we
if
don't
it's
know.
Got a lot of acid blood going through it?
The
what
acid
is it made of?
They're also like a termite race. Do they even have brain? Well, they've got some brain, but like.
Do they?
I don't know. How do ants
what,
work?
Like, they're like a fungus. They're just like acting on instinct.
Well, do
like,
ants have brains?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Fuck.
They're thinking with something, right?
Yes.
Now we're thinking with something.
Because they're processing. Yes, they have a little
tiny. Or is it a nervous system?
Which is...
Do they have like what we would consider a brain, or are they just running on instinct?
What do you mean? Well, if they're running on instinct, they'd have a brain still.
They would have a nervous system, possibly.
Yeah, and which would have some brain cells.
Amoebas don't have brains. They get around fine. I don't think everything we think has a brain has a brain.
No, because...
Jellyfish don't have brains.
Yeah, that's just
a
kidney in the water, basically.
But
a stingy kidney.
Yeah.
Flies have brains.
I don't know. How could we ever know for sure?
Spiders have brains.
Spiders don't have muscles.
They've got an exoskeleton.
Yeah.
They're
so stupid.
They're arachnids.
Because I think the closest thing to a xenomorph to me would be a spider.
Yeah.
Because again, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, some spiders have muscles because you can cook and eat it like tarantula.
That's true, you can.
There'd be some meat.
There would be some meat.
Because you can make, bugs, because you can make, protein bar out of bug.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Therefore, there is
there's some meat.
Protein.
There's, at least
meat.
We know this. If we don't know there's brains, we know there's meat in bugs.
There'd be.
It's crazy that to solve this question, we've had to take this many steps back.
Yeah, and it's also even crazier that the best suggestion so far is shoot them in a hole.
Because
then at least I've sold like 25, maybe.
Yeah.
You want a hole filled with xenomorph?
It'll make your hole bigger.
Well, maybe, I mean, okay, so.
And it solves the bullet problem, which I keep claiming the world has.
Yeah.
Too many bullets on this goddamn earth. Put them in a xenomorph. It's
so
the safest place to keep them.
If you've got a big hole full of xenomorphs,
so okay, yes.
Right, and let's say they can't get out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's things you need to dispose.
Trash disposal.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Put them on Trash Island. Shoot them.
Okay.
Bullets fixed. Trash Island, gone.
Yeah.
Xenomorph dead. Who cares?
Yeah, could we just, like, siphon out their acid?
Put them at the
tip. Do we have an acid shortage? Is that something we're lacking?
Why don't we dissolve the trash? Uh-oh.
Then my next question is, why don't we dissolve the trash with acid?
Yeah.
Surely there's other problems, right?
There must be some reason we can't do that.
Yeah, if you're dissolving trash with acid, are you then introducing chemicals into the whole the ocean?
Jackson got so dumb there that he de-evolved. Did you see that pose? That was crazy.
What happened there?
Like, so you went ape man.
Hey, I have a dumb question maybe. Yeah. Is acid naturally forming?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was like, if it's organic acid from a xenomorph...
Wait,
is that good?
No, I don't think we know what acid is in a xenomorph. Why would you drink acid?
No, no.
Unless you
don't want to have a bottom.
I think it would affect you before it gets to your asshole.
I just meant like a bottom of your body.
Just like a sip, jaw down, God.
Somebody though to drink it. And you're just watching my pants as my ass cheeks deflate. Hey, I feel fine. You're not. You're not.
Wait till you sit down.
Yeah. Okay.
Because.
Yes.
Okay, we're not going to get rid of Garbage Island.
Yeah.
But
why
if we
not?
Take a couple steps back, because then we're going to introduce alien acid into the sea. And
okay, what if
it's here? I tell you, there's going to be in the Arctic or Antarctica, there's just going to be where there would normally be penguins, a red smear.
Yeah. Or like, again, hey, you want to speed up the icebergs melting?
Exactly.
Acid just.
But.
Yeah.
Say we have the xenomorph pit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay. And we've got, it's a relatively large pit and it's got smooth walls so the xenomorph can't climb out.
Uh-huh. And then we just back garbage trucks into it and dump the trash
well,
in.
Well, how about this? Because again, there's like,
and then
not
shoot
all,
them,
and then
we fix the bullet shortage.
The is, not.
And then we can keep selling xenomorphs because, like, if they're dead, they can't. Uh-huh. You get all the acid out from their wounds.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I was going to say, because like,
they sell more xenomorphs.
Garbage
to them.
Is necessarily like, I was going to say, it's not just organic, but they're using the acid to it.
Yeah.
What if we try and start a new tradition of burial rites?
Oh, okay.
Using the pit idea, throw your loved ones in a vat of alien blood.
We're going to have to start a new religion, I think.
I think we could do it with the aliens.
Hey, aliens are real. Join our new religion. We're the only. We're
hang
not
on.
The only religion.
Acid is
aliens,
the new god.
Aliens, rebirth, cocooning. There's something here
Christ
we can do.
Christ was a xenomorph.
Christ was a Prometheus.
That's true. I don't know if that if we get a Prometheus into this religion, it's adding a layer of complexity.
Yeah.
I say we say acid is the new god. Give your grandpa to him.
All hail new acid god.
Yeah. Mm. What about like? Do people need to dispose of like pigs?
I mean, we can do that regularly.
Oh, actually, no, this could be a good idea. This could, I mean, this is shady because we're going to have to start selling it to the underworld.
Yeah.
But people,
we're at that point, dude.
People use pigs to dispose of human remains.
Yeah.
Then we use xenomorphs to dispose of those pigs so that they're extra dispose of human remains.
Why don't we just cut out the pigs?
You could cut out the pigs.
Here's a question. Because the obvious, my next thought is you put a guy into the xenomorph pit,
mm-hmm.
you get a new xenomorph that's based on like Jimmy Tulips or something.
No, it doesn't get based on Jimmy Tulips. It gets based on human DNA.
Okay, fine.
But also, they would just eat him.
Yeah, that's
they're already. Oh, yeah, the xenomorphs you see in Alien are already the guy version.
Yeah, okay. So they can't impregnate
They got to get face hugged.
Yeah.
Because an alien needs to eat the meat.
Is there a thing where if you get enough aliens in one place, kind of like bugs, where one of them just becomes a queen?
Maybe.
Like, is like the mob going to be going to drop a new body in the pit and then
suddenly there's another queen
clambers out? Mm. Well, that's not our problem.
Yeah, and also the walls are smooth, as you said, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. It's trapped down there.
So I think, like, when all is said and done, a hole with aliens in it as disposal of various materials seems to be the best use of xenomorphs.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And you're doing a spring clean.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
got a couch you hate.
And hard rubbish ain't for another 6 months.
Exactly.
It never is. Yeah. You got so much shit you want to throw out.
So much crap.
Bureau, a dressing table.
Yeah.
A couch you hate.
Yeah, couch you hate. Yeah.
Dirt.
An old toilet seat that you don't remember changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are you going to put it? In the xenomorph pit.
Yeah.
Then the xenomorphs,
say goodbye to your problems. Come to the xenomorph
pit. It's really just the acid we're using,
We're not really using the xenomorphs.
You charge $20 to drop it into the xenomorph pit, $30 if you want to shoot the xenomorph yourself, get an extra $10, solve the bullet problem.
That's right, I forgot about the bullet
problem. So many bullets.
That does help.
And then
you
just kick the shells into the hole as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you use them as kind of like when you want to practice with a gun?
Oh, yeah.
You set up like tin cans. but you can now practice on as animals.
Well, as long as they're in the pit,
if they're in the pit, then that's fine.
And again, we are burning through the bullets here. Yeah.
So we can maybe make a shooting range.
But it's in the pit. It has to be in the pit.
Shooting range, aim down.
Yeah.
We can say it's practice for if you need to shoot someone below you.
Yeah. It's practice if they ever escape.
No other shooting range provides this service.
Yeah,
they're
shoot
all
from
for
above.
People who are far away. This is for people who are down.
Yeah.
You know, like if someone's coming up your toilet
Coming up your toilet, if you're in some kind of tall book depository and you got to aim down.
That's true.
Sometimes you're up high and you got to protect your lands.
You're falling out of a plane and you want to take one last guy with you?
Yeah.
Would the bullet go faster?
Stop asking questions involving physics and maths
or
biology.
Because you would be going at terminal velocity, right? So you would shoot it.
What did you mean by faster?
Would the bullet be going faster because of gravity?
I thought you meant faster than you.
No. Just because of gravity, is that going to speed up the bullet?
Yes.
Okay.
To a point.
Yeah, it'll hit terminal velocity.
Because you'll fire it, it'll go far, and then it'll slow down because it'll be resisting wind, I guess, or air.
Air pressure, I guess, maybe.
And then gravity will pull it down, but it is going at terminal velocity.
Yeah.
And then you'll hit a cow, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Shoot the
Take
cow.
Take that cow with you. Yeah. Just right
and
before.
And then land on the cow. Yeah.
You'll die with a smile on your face, knowing you took a cow to heaven with you. I think put all those animals in the pit.
Pit's a good idea.
Turn it into a downward
shooting range.
Yeah, and charge 20, 30 bucks a pop.
You'll make your
probably
money
more if you're shooting range.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 50 bucks?
50, maybe 55 bucks.
Yeah,
and
that's
then we
a good
pocket
idea.
The 5.
Yeah, 55 AUD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Mm. And it's the only shooting range that's good for the environment because we dissolve the shells for you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
They get added to the pit.
Yeah. And thank God that acid ain't getting out.
Yeah, exactly.
We got smooth walls.
Acid proof, maybe.
Fine, dude. We are
That's so good. Never going to rise to the top either.
No,
right?
No, well, it won't because of the acid.
The acid will make
it'll
it
go
dip.
Down.
Exactly, because when you're adding mass to a thing,
but
it just
you're
dissolves.
So you're dissolving the mass too.
Yeah, because mass is always destroyed.
I think that's why it turns to a gas, which is why there's the problem with dissolving things with acid.
Do we have to sell gas more? And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Maybe we light a fire above it and then it's just purified air.
We're so stupid.
Yeah.
It's crazy how dumb we are.
Yeah, we need to go back to school.
Billy Madison
has to happen to us.
It really help.